USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What was Hurricane Sally, now losing strength, but still a huge rainmaker, dumping rain over Alabama and other southeastern states. It has been downgraded to a tropical depression, but through Friday, some parts of Alabama and Georgia could see up to what will amount to a foot of rain from that storm. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says President Trump has been uniquely able to achieve historic peace deals in the Middle East. She spoke after a peace deal was signed Tuesday between Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel.
Go back to the first foreign policy speech the president gave. It was to the Arab community, and he said, let us all work together in the name of peace. And he did something no other president has done. He focused on Iran.
And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I love the product. It's making me feel young again. I'm 84 years old, and I feel 50. So I'll tell you, it is a wonder. And that's why I want to make sure that I always get it on time. I don't want to miss a dose.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr speaking out against coronavirus lockdowns at an event at Hillsdale College last evening, saying they're among the greatest intrusions of civil liberties in American history, saying in his opinion only slavery was a greater intrusion. Barr also launching into harsh critiques of the Justice Department, slamming lower-level prosecutors for trying to set an agenda. The Big Ten reversing course, saying it will try to stage a college football season this fall starting in late October. Yahoo senior reporter Peter Thamel says it's a decision based on money.
TV per school payout for the Big Ten is about $52 million. So if you're paying millions to make tens of millions, it's clearly worth it, the Big Ten.
He spoke to NBC News. Last month, the conference said there'd be no fall sports, but now they plan to start the football season on October 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Smoke from western U.S. wildfires made news when it started to show up on the nation's east coast in the past few days. Well, now it's turning up in the skies over Europe. Experts have noted this week that Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco are also dealing with the worst air pollution on the planet because of the fires. The fires having burned millions of acres, killing dozens of people, driving thousands from their homes, and wiping out several small towns. Bud Light will be airing commercials featuring black-owned businesses during Thursday Night Football. The new ads called Thursday Night Shoutout will showcase black-owned eating establishments that have been impacted by the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. The beer maker says so far four commercials have been produced, the first one premiering during the game tonight between the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns. And a Florida teenager says his martial arts training helped him survive a shark encounter as St. Augustine's Cole Smith was surfing in Ponce Inlet on Tuesday morning when he was bitten on the hand by what he believes was a tiger or bull shark. The 15-year-old says it could have been worse, but being a second-degree black belt, he says he got the shark to release its grip by, as he put it, punching the fish in the face. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.